Luna enters Aries. It's time for a reconnection. Welcome to episode 76 in season 5 of Christo's Astrology. Here's my reading of the zeitgeist for Thursday, June 3rd, 2021.
Ciao!
Piscean Luna conjuncts Neptune in his square to retrograde Gemini Mercury and trine to Cancer Mars at 5:31 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, this is the moment for a dream or synchronicity that has no words. It's only a feeling, and the feeling isn't one of nostalgia. It's one of relief. Expect to feel like the kid you once were, but no longer are. Luna squares Mercury in his/her quinquunx to Capricorn Pluto and quintile to Aries Chiron at 7:24 a.m. That's right. We've all got some bad kids still left in us. Expect to feel like a grown-up who can't quite understand the real reason why that kid was bad. Luna trines Mars in his opposition to Pluto, quintile to Taurian Uranus, and biquintile to Piscean Jupiter at 9:08 a.m. This is called compassion. Expect to feel plenty of it for who you once were. Luna sextiles Pluto at 12:10 p.m., then goes void of course for 6 hours and 49 minutes. Well, this is a serious clue as to why you kept that bad kid hanging around inside. This is more of that shadow business from the last few days. Ignore it at your own peril. Luna quintiles the Gemini Dragon's Head in its conjunction to Sol, sextile to Chiron, and trine to Aquarian Saturn at 4:29 p.m. Well, see? Paying attention to shadow sheds a whole new light on everything. It even has the power to lighten your mood and improve your future. Luna enters Aries at 6:59 p.m. Expect to feel motivated to complete some unfinished business over the course of the next couple of days. Sol exactly trines Saturn in his square to Uranus at 8:05 p.m. You can expect somebody to come out of their shadow and try reconnecting with you for old time's sake. Luna quintiles Sol at 9:52 p.m. Well, this is you saying yes to that reconnection. Consider it a real blessing. Luna squares Cancer Venus in her trine to Jupiter at 10:09 p.m. Okay, so they're not all sweet memories. As tough as some of them are, they're well worth revisiting. It's called shadow work. Lots of psychic energy and libido gets released and transformed in the process. Well, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Alrighty then. Ciao a tutti.